Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. My good friend Patrick Prochaska is back with us, always a wonderful guest, wonderful friend, always one of our most recommended and guests. You know, people look forward to having Patrick on the show. People look forward to Patrick's clearings and healing on the show. So we're going to be doing that as well today, like always. And we're going to be talking about personal empowerment, and we'll see what wants to come through. It's always, you know, based on your questions, based on the moment, based on whatever, right? Based on being in the flow. But we're going to talk a little bit about learning how to recognize bogus limitations and expectations that are imposed on you by others, understand and experience the power of authenticity in speaking your truth, discover why trying to live someone else's dream always devolves into your own nightmare. Oh my God, you're talking to me, definitely. And learn why staying stuck in the past guarantees more of the same in the future. Yes. And so Patrick is the founder of both Lightbridge Academy and Charisma Coaching. Patrick has helped thousands of clients and students shine with personal power, joy, and authenticity. Patrick is a creator of Lightbridge, a revolutionary system for healing and personal transformation that blends law of attraction, life coaching principles with belief sculpting and energetic activations. And through Lightbridge Academy, he offers training in the Lightbridge technique and has established a certification program for professional practitioners. He has a bachelor's degree in history of science and a master's degree in the religions of ancient India and has studied countless healing systems, including Ayurveda, Reiki, Theta, aromatherapy, and more. And Patrick is the author of Brain Cells, Escape Your Mental Prisons, and other books about Lightbridge. So I'm so glad that you're here with us, and I know we're going to have lots of questions. And so for those of you who are on the call right now, if you do have questions for Patrick, you can always raise your hand, or you can type in the chat, and we will see where we go with this conversation today and what kind of questions you have so that we can clear them. So Patrick, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Alara, it is always the highlight of my month when I visit with you. So thank you so much. You're such a joy and such a beacon of hope and light to the world.
Thank you. Yay. And so I was going to say, Gurjeet, you want to definitely pay attention to what we're going to do today, because some of what Patrick's going to share, and bring up your questions, please, so that he can help to clear it. Okay. So I think Gurjeet is new to you. So she's saying hello. Okay, but yeah, definitely.
Hello to absolutely everybody. Yes.
But definitely, Gurjeet, you can either, you know, raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat. Okay. So yay. All right. So where do we want to start with today? So I was reading all that stuff and it's like, oh my God. Yeah. I've been there, done that. I can write the book. Why haven't I? Oh, that's a good question. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we are influenced by other people, right? By their expectations, by their limitations, by their points of view, right? And sometimes we forget that our own point of view, our own desires, our own thoughts and feelings are, you know, not in alignment with theirs, and we should honor our own, right?
Yes. So it's actually a pretty complex web of limitations that we fall into as we're growing up. So the illusion that we all have as human beings is that we are separate and distinct individuals trying to eke out our own individual lives and livelihood in a world that's characterized by limited resources. So we have to compete with other people to create a life that's joyful. And competition with other people over limited resources carries with it that entire set of belief systems that if somebody else has more, that means there's less left over for you. And it also means that if I take more for myself, I'm depriving somebody else of what could be rightfully theirs. Mm-hmm. Now, all of that is an illusion. All of that is It's not really a false set of beliefs because of our three-dimensional reality. It is the truth of our reality because we believe it. So let me repeat that again, because that's so crucial. It's the belief systems that we have about how our world operates creates the world that we live in. So every single one of us is a collection of energetic signatures, energetic impulses. We're constantly broadcasting our energy to the world. And what is in that energy is our thoughts, our beliefs, our judgments, our expectations, our traumatic memories, all of this programming that causes you to have a specific worldview. And because of the law of attraction and other universal principles, essentially, whatever you believe is what you create for yourself in your world. And we're all doing this as billions upon billions of individuals. We all have these individual personal realities, and yet they intersect with and they overlap with the worldviews of other people. And we end up creating this tangible physical world that we live in. Mm-hmm. So, gosh, I'm really diving in deep right off the bat. I want to take a deep breath and tell everyone that I'm really happy to be with you. And I will try to restrain myself from getting too, caught in the weeds of what we're talking about. But the gist of it is this, that in the past in human history, we went through this period called the Age of Pisces, in which our reality was literally a three-dimensional reality in a world with limited resources. And now we're shifting into the Age of Aquarius. And this shift takes several hundred years to process and complete. So there are the vestiges of the old worldviews that are all based on competition over limited resources and the need to kind of fight with other people on an external battleground to create what is good for you. The truth of the matter is, and we'll learn this in the Age of Aquarius, is that you do in fact create your experience in the world through your thoughts, beliefs, your judgments, and expectations, and so on. And therefore, if you really firmly believe that is true, then you should be able to create a life for yourself by turning inward mm-hmm. and shifting and clarifying your thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and your expectations. So you no longer need to fight in the external world over limited resources. You simply stand in the firm expectation that life will unfold for you. And of course, you have to do work to make it unfold. But life will unfold for you in a certain way. And then that's what happens because we're all coming into harmonic alignment with law of attraction in its like deepest, most fullest presentation. You know, in the past, you know, there's a lot of like superficial law of attraction work that's been done. Now we're really getting into the nitty gritty of what it means and how you can use it to create the life of your dreams on your terms. So get to the question that you had to get into the material. So the thing is, in the past, you know, we're all like these individuals competing with each other over limited resources. When we're growing up as children, the goal of the people around us is to condition us and to teach us to be good, productive members of society within that old worldview. So our parents, who are essentially godlike figures for us as children, our parents tell us how to see the world. They teach us how to see the world. They teach us what to believe. They do it in order to protect us. But in the process of doing so, they instill in us all sorts of limitations, limiting belief systems, belief systems that you must fight over money or dangers lurk absolutely everywhere. Honestly, I believe that that's one of the biggest pitfalls that we have, this belief system, in which turns into a lifestyle that a lot of people live, where they are constantly on guard for a million different dangers that surround them at every turn. So if you believe that absolutely everything in your world is a danger that you must protect yourself from, you have to protect yourself from the government, from the tax agencies, from the aircraft that are flying overhead, from the food that's being produced, from everything that's around you, 5G waves and so forth. If that's what you believe, then that's what you will create in your reality, because it's your beliefs that drive your experience in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a topic that came up with me last week. It's that when you have the energetic orientation going through life of bracing for impact, which you can see a lot of people have,
right,
when you have the energetic orientation of, I need more shielding, I need more protective layers, I need more protective barriers, I need more talismans to protect me from external energies, I need more spells or more formulas and more crystals and more things to create protective barriers around me,
mm-hmm,
what you're doing is you're fighting against the current that's driving us into the age of Aquarius. Because what characterizes the age of Aquarius is interpenetration, interpenetration with all other people and with all of the universe. So that desire to shield yourself at all cost and to put on layer upon layer of protective barriers around your heart and around your physical body, that is like trying to cling to the old age of Pisces belief system where we're all separate and distinct individuals and we have to eke out a living for ourselves in competition with others. So we're growing out of an age of danger and coming into a realization that we create our own dangers through our belief systems. So, you know, that's, let's do an energy clearing. I usually don't start off with energy work right off the bat, but I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do two things because when we first connected, when we first started the call, I got this itchy, scratchy feeling in my throat.
Me too.
So that means that that's an energy in the group today. We need to do a little throat opening energy. But the other thing is I want to eliminate any and all belief systems or energies that tell you that you must go through life constantly bracing for impact. Mm-hmm. So we want to deactivate that stance. So everybody, please make sure you're in a very safe and comfortable place with no distractions. Please don't do anything potentially dangerous, no chopping vegetables, set your phone aside for a few minutes. No driving. If you are driving or doing anything dangerous, simply don't opt in to what I'm doing. So protection is most important. And simply turn inward and feel what is about to happen here. So please allow me to connect with you energetically. And also please allow me to connect energetically with your higher self. That is that version of you that was never impacted by your traumas or limiting belief systems in the first place. So your higher self is you, completely and utterly free of all the limiting thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and expectations that keep you stuck in limitation. Okay, beautiful. And now let's begin. I'm going to begin by pouring some soothing energy into your throat. Loosening up whatever is there that might be creating a blockage of energy flow through your lattice work of energy channels. Of course, the throat is connected with, it's associated with creative expression, authenticity, speaking your truth, expressing your true nature to the world. It's also the bridge between your heart and your head. Okay, beautiful. And now, I just want to do a deactivation of any and all energies, any and all belief systems that have told you that the best way for you to walk through life is kind of hunched over and bracing for impact. And bring in a deep understanding of the mechanics of the law of attraction, the realization that the energy you broadcast to the world is automatically and instantaneously reflected back to you by the universe with no judgment whatsoever. Universe doesn't judge what your energy is. It merely reflects it back to you. It echoes it back to you. So if you're bracing for impact, the universe reflects brace for impact energy back at you, and it gives you opportunities for impact. So let's clear that away. Okay, beautiful. Everyone take a really deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release that when you're ready. And you can open your eyes. You can disconnect if you want, or you can, you know, reconnect with me later if you want to, or you can just stay connected with me throughout this entire conversation. If you need to leave at any time and you log out, don't worry, the disconnection will happen automatically. So you won't be carrying my energy with you into the future. So
just a one quick thing, question.
Yeah.
So Destin is saying that when you did the throat clearing, it made her head feel dizzy and confused, disoriented.
Yeah. So what that probably indicates is that whatever the blockage was in that particular person's throat area, it was a blockage that was meant to impede energy flowing from the lower chakras into the head and the crown and the third eye. So there could be some sort of fear associated with like stepping into your intuition or stepping into your higher spiritual awareness, a fear that it might impact the lower body, your physical experience in the world, or it could be a disconnect, just a simple disconnection between the heart and the head. And by clearing that blockage, it caused energy to flood into your head, and that makes you lightheaded and dizzy. Now, I think that it's probably not that. The connection, when I connect with you energetically, what I do is I go into a theta brainwave state, which is like a hypnotic trance. And then when I connect with you, I basically pull you into that energetic wake. I kind of pull you into my energy. So you don't go into a hypnotic trance. I go into the hypnotic trance and I control it and I maintain it and I kind of ease my way into it and out of it as we're talking. But when I connect with you and I entrain you to that energy, it can make you feel lightheaded, can make you feel dizzy, can make you feel sleepy, and it can make you feel loopy. That you get this comfortably numb sensation through your body sometimes. And sometimes it's through your entire body from head to toe, and sometimes it's just in your head. And you can feel this kind of mushy, squishy energy that feels really awesome, and because it's unfamiliar, it feels a little bit scary at the same time, but you get used to it. So I think that's more what was going on there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good. Yeah. She said yes. Yes. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because this is why grounding is absolutely essential. If you are going through life ungrounded, you're constantly in that kind of loopy, floaty, sleepy sensation. Grounding is what keeps you connected and anchored to the three-dimensional matrix that we all live in, even as you're doing your higher dimensional work. So, and, you know, before, during, and after an energetic process of some sort, it's really good to kind of reconnect with the earth, to feel yourself anchored in place, to kind of open up those chakras on the soles of your feet, those suction cups, so you can feel connected to the planet and you don't feel like you're going to float away. I've made the mistake many, many, many times of not grounding myself. And I tell you, like, I get into my car after a session with somebody and I drive like a maniac. So, and it's not because I'm driving badly. It's because I'm driving, well, I am driving inattentively, because I'm like so looped out in my zone that I cut people off. And, you know, it's amazing that I've never been in an accident. So
Marga is saying, I'm feeling a sudden emotion of sadness and a bit moved to tears.
Yeah. Now, what I would like to do for everyone right now is, through the connection that we have, kind of bring in an awareness of the difference between sadness and depression and melancholy. In Lightbridge and several other systems, melancholy has a specific meaning. Melancholy refers to the sadness that you feel on an egoic level when you're letting go of energy that no longer serves you. So because you've had that energy in your system for a long time, you've become used to it. It's like part of the family in your body. And when you let go of it, even though it's energy that no longer serves you and it actually impedes you, there's kind of this element of mourning that takes place when you let go of old energies. That's the energy of melancholy, the energy which comes out of the ego, of this kind of spontaneous sadness when you let go of something that's been a part of you for a long time, even if it worked against you. So let's kind of clarify in everyone's mind the difference between true depression or true sadness and melancholy, that kind of egoic sadness of letting go of something that no longer serves you. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, there we go. So hopefully that was helpful for people.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Alara, when I was doing that, I alluded to a very, very important principle that has to do with the law of attraction. And that is that whatever you firmly believe, you empower in your life. Mm-hmm. And if you, for example, firmly believe that a certain group of people is out to get you, or a certain group of people is destructive to the world, or that a certain food product is dangerous when other people don't have that experience, you know, any number of things that you might be scared of, you're actually creating the experience of it being dangerous for you. So I don't want to kind of step on anyone's belief systems here that you're not ready to let go of, but I would say that a lot of people who are hypersensitive to wheat gluten, for example, are not necessarily hypersensitive because wheat gluten is inherently bad, but because that belief system is so pervasive now in our society that we kind of project danger onto wheat gluten and it becomes bad for us. Now, that having been said, you know, a lot of people are legitimately allergic to wheat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can overcome allergies, you can clear allergies, and make it so that you can eat wheat without the allergic reaction. But I'm not saying that as like my stance on wheat gluten. It's just an example. If you believe that chemtrails are poisonous and dangerous, then you will probably get sick when you see airplanes go overhead, because the belief is creating within you this nocebo effect. Nocebo, it's related to the placebo effect. The nocebo effect is when somebody tells you that something's bad for you and you believe it on a subconscious level, then it is literally bad for you until you clear that belief.
Right.
Really, the funniest example of this that I know of, if any of you are from Italy or know people from Italy, there's something called colpo d'aria. It means like being slapped by air. I don't know if it still exists, but back in the 1970s and 80s, there was this belief system that if you were to stand in front of an air conditioner and, you know, like we American kids, I stood in front of the air conditioner all the time with my face in it in the hot summer. But the belief system was if you put your face up against an air conditioner, you would be paralyzed in the face. And people were actually going to the hospital paralyzed faces after standing in front of air conditioners, not because the air conditioner was dangerous, but because they believed it.
Right.
And because they believed it, they lived it and they paid a price. You know, they paid their medical bills. Wow. So that truly happens. Yeah. Now, we're talking about like specific physical dangers in the world, but this is true for everything you believe. If you believe that you are unworthy of romance, but you desperately desire a romantic relationship with somebody, that belief that you're unworthy of romance will be reflected back to you, and you'll ignore opportunities when they arise, or you'll attract into your life romantic partners who eventually reject you. in order to match that belief system. If you believe, for example, that all wealthy people are inherently evil, that money corrupts, and that if anybody who has money is they lose their compassion, they hate the environment, they're destructive, they don't care what happens to other people. If you firmly believe that, then the universe will reflect that energy back to you by, you know, showing you example after example of people who are bad who have money, but it will also block you from ever having money yourself because you don't want to turn into that on a subconscious level.
Right.
So these are beliefs that need to be cleared. And to go full circle with where we started, knew I'd get back there eventually, most of these belief systems were taught to you by people who had an agenda. Their agenda wasn't your liberation. Their agenda wasn't your happiness. Their agenda was mostly to make you a cooperative and productive member of society.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, that includes our parents or teachers or, you know, religious figures, religious texts and so forth. So,
And so it's important to look at, you know, what beliefs do you have that you know of that are affecting you? So you can look at your life and see what's working and what's not working, right?
Yeah. You know, that's really the best way to do it. So if you sit down and try to make a list of what you believe, you might come up with a list of what your conscious cognitive beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
They can be completely different than your subconscious beliefs. Because, you know, we absorb our subconscious beliefs like sponges when we're little children. So all you have to do is overhear your parents say one thing negative about a specific class of people. And even though you say, I'm not racist, I don't have a racist bone in my body, you might have that belief system playing out, you know, in the depths of your subconscious mind, and you behave like a racist, even though you say you're not. So that's one kind of political example. So making a list of what your belief systems are isn't necessarily going to get you anywhere. What you have to do is look at the evidence of what's happening in your life. So everything that's going on in your life right now is a reflection of the thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and expectations you've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's not working in your life, that tells you that there are belief systems there or expectations there that are out of alignment with what your desires are.
Mm-hmm.
And here's like the most important thing. I've had many, many, many clients come to me wanting me to kind of help them break out of a pattern that they have or cause something to change in their life, but they don't want to change any of their belief systems along the way. They want to continue doing the stuff that they've done their entire life. They don't want to question any of their core fundamental beliefs. They don't want to change their worldview in any way. They just want their pain to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them are like stuck in their story. They're stuck in their pain, and they'll, you know, they'll tell you their narrative in explicit detail. So here's the thing about that. If it really is true that everything in your life at this present moment is the result of your past thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and expectations, if you're stuck in the past and you can't let go of a trauma that happened to you 20 years ago, or you refuse to change the thinking that created this mess in the first place, you are guaranteeing more of the same in the future. Because if the present is created out of your past thoughts, your current thoughts are actively creating your future experience in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be willing to let go of your worldviews. You have to be willing to recognize that maybe you're wrong about most of what you think about the world. And then you can eventually clear what's not serving you. Sorry. I get on these rolls and I could talk for hours on end. And so I need you to step in every now and then and say, okay, shut up.
So Gurjeet is asking a good question, right? So how do you access your subconscious mind to change your belief about something?
Yeah. So, of course, if you're doing it all by yourself and you don't have somebody to work with, the easiest and best way to do it is through muscle testing.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, exactly.
And muscle testing, you know, there are dozens, there are hundreds, there might even be thousands of online tutorials on how to muscle test.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to do it, you can just Google it or YouTube it and you'll find information on it. Couple of things that are really important about muscle testing. It's super easy to learn. But it's super easy to learn, but it takes a long time to master. Because essentially what's happening is when you're muscle testing, you're testing your subconscious beliefs. And whenever you make a statement such as, I am worthy of wealth, whenever you make a statement out loud, the subconscious mind either agrees with it or it disagrees. It either says yes or no. Either that statement is in alignment with your internal beliefs or it's in opposition to it. When you make a statement that is in alignment with your subconscious beliefs, there's no impact in your energy field. You know, you're in the energy of yes, your energy is strong, the energy flows through your body. Whenever you state something out loud that your subconscious mind doesn't believe, such as I am worthy of wealth, when your subconscious belief system is I'm a horrible loser and I don't deserve money because I just waste it, what happens is your subconscious mind resists the phrase that you just said, your energy field weakens, and when your energy field weakens, your muscle strength decreases slightly. It's very, very slight. Mm-hmm. But with practice, you can measure the difference between the muscular strength in your body when you're in the energy of yes and the muscular strength in your body when you're in the energy of no. There are dozens of ways to do it. I use a finger ring. Most people do their finger ring like this. So a yes would be my fingers are strong enough to prevent my finger from going through, and a no would be the fingers are not strong enough to hold it. You have to calibrate. You have to do a lot of practice to figure out what that balance point is. I don't like the feeling of my fingers snapping together again. So I do a modified finger ring where I try to push the fingers apart. So a yes is a nice strong, a no would be the fingers slide apart when I push. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of ways to muscle test. So the thing about muscle testing doesn't test the truth of reality. It tests your belief systems. So when you're muscle testing, you're tapping into your subconscious belief systems. Quite often, your subconscious belief systems are in alignment with the truth of reality, but quite often they're not. So you can, once you identify what those belief systems are, you can, you know, you can do affirmations, you can do any number of things to force the new belief to go in. A well-practiced thought becomes a belief, and that's the theory behind affirmations. So if you determine, you know, muscle testing, for example, I am worthy of wealth and I get a no. And I want to, oh my God, I've got to clear that belief and embrace the belief I am worthy of wealth. Well, one way to do it is through affirmations, saying over and over again, I am worthy of wealth, I am worthy of wealth, and modifying that in different ways. It's a very slow technique. Mm-hmm. Affirmations require thousands of repetitions because every time you say it, your subconscious mind just goes no, 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 until it eventually clicks in. You want to speed up your affirmations. You absolutely must do it with emotion and conviction because it's technically how this works. It's really interesting. The universe is like if an electrical engineer would love this. So when you think a thought, you create this pulse of energy that goes out into the universal matrix. And that pulse of energy has a specific amplitude. And that amplitude determines the strength of the pulse of energy that you're sending out. And then that gets reflected back to you by the universe. Now, when you infuse that thought with like passionate conviction and energy, what you do is you're still sending out a pulse of energy into the universe, but that emotion increases its amplitude. And then what gets projected back to you is much stronger. So affirmations done robotically have no power whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmations done with conviction and passion, that really brings to you what you desire. Now, here's where people make the big mistake. The emotion that they infuse into their affirmations is the energy of whatever it is they're trying to escape, rather than whatever it is they desire. So a lot of people, you know, they might be sending out this thought wave or this affirmation, I'm worthy of wealth. And the emotional energy they pour into it isn't the joy that living in surplus would bring you. It's hating the pain of the debt that you're in and wanting to get out of it. So when you're infusing negative energy into your positive affirmation, what gets reflected back to you is the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get away from that, away from energy of detesting the situation that you're in right now and get into what you desire instead.
Awesome.
My whole life was a workshop of that. Back when I was in the restaurant industry, I was jumping from job to job to job to job to job. I probably started a new job every single year of my 25, 30 years in the restaurant industry. Had one job that lasted 9 years, but that's because things were different in my life. But whenever I would switch from one job to another, it was because I couldn't stand the drama and the obnoxious behavior and the just indignity of the job that I was in. And I would just run away from it into something else. Whenever you do that, you carry the energy of what you hate into wherever you're going. So the only way to really shift from a situation that's unpleasant to one that's pleasant is to have a really, really clear understanding of what it is you desire. And what it is you desire is not getting rid of what you dislike. So if you are working on prosperity issues, for example, and your affirmation is, I want to have lots of money so that I can get rid of these debts. Okay, debt is what the universe hears, and it brings you opportunities for more of that. So, you know, you should be vigilant about that. It's
tricky.
It's a human thing. And, you know, it's one of the human conditions. It's unfortunate. It's like wired into the brain. We feel our negative thoughts much more viscerally and powerfully than we feel our positive thoughts.
Yeah.
So just think, for example, when somebody cut you off on the highway and you slipped into road rage, just how passionate you were in your anger in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine feeling joy to that same degree of intensity. You know, that would be awesome. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And that's the thing. It's like, so yes, you can change your beliefs once you find out the ones that are not working for you. You can change them. It can take a bit of time if you're going to do it by yourself. But if you get support and help from, you know, a healer or coach to work with you, then it's much easier, right?
Yeah.
And much faster.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So there's what I do, which is LightBridge. There's Theta Healing. There's hypnosis. There's Awakening Dynamics, there's the One Command, there are all sorts of, there's, you know, Access Consciousness, all sorts of systems out there that are designed to help purge you of those limiting negative beliefs and replace them all with positive, more empowering beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them work. All of them work in different ways. All of them work for different people. I personally, like LightBridge for me, that's what works the best for me, and it's what I teach and recommend. But when I recommend LightBridge, I'm not saying that Theta Healing is bad or it's wrong or it's inferior. I'm just saying that LightBridge works for me and for people I resonate with. Theta Healing works with other people and the people they resonate with. We all have these different orientations. So, you know, once upon a time, I studied Reiki with a specific school that the name of which I'm not going to mention. But their belief system was that we have the true Reiki transmission and everything else is wrong. So you need to study with us because everything else is fakey Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And it will destroy your life if you use an inferior form of Reiki. Come get your certification with us.
Right.
And it's the reason I did the first two levels with them, but the further you went down their path, the louder that got. Just couldn't do it. You know, this idea that one technique or one group or one teacher or one modality has a monopoly on truth, is to me, that's anti, you know, that's it's a red flag, let's say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I completely steer clear of, you know, anybody who sends me a marketing message saying that you must do it my way, otherwise you're guaranteeing a life of suffering for yourself, it just goes right into the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's the difference between, you know, not to get polemical here, but the difference between spirituality and dogmatic religion. Dogmatic religions say we are the one true path and everything else is wrong. Spiritualists are open to everything. You know, mm-hmm. whatever works for you is good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So do we have any questions from people?
Please.
So I know that Sarla has her hand up, and we have, let me see. I thought I saw something earlier, but if you have a question, just type it in again, please. So Angela has a question. I love this conversation. I'm faced with a repetitive pattern of being surrounded by an angry group of ladies. These talks mm-hmm. really help us to stay grounded.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the temptation is to believe that angry ladies just kind of flock to you or that just happens. Now, the truth of the matter is probably that there's something inside you that attracts people who love drama, or that attracts people who love to bicker and fight or get angry. So what we need to do is clear away whatever it is inside you that attracts those people into your life. Another example of this, and then I'll get back to what you're saying, is every now and then I'll have a client contact me who says, my husband's cheating on me. I want you to make my husband stop cheating on me. And my response is, well, there's really nothing I can do to make your husband behave differently. But what I can do is help you clear whatever it is in you that attracted a cheating husband in the first place. Mm-hmm. So that's where the work is when I'm working with people. So whatever it is inside you that attracts into your life women who like to bicker, and part of it could be the belief system that that's just the way all women are everywhere. It's simply not true. it's not true. but more often than not, the energetic pattern that's inside somebody is just that it's what you're familiar with. And therefore, it's what you're comfortable with. So it's probably what you grew up with. Mm-hmm. It's probably what your parents modeled for you as you were growing up, and then you slipped into it as you were going to junior high school and high school and so forth. So whenever you do surround yourself by women who are loving and supportive and don't like to play games, it feels awkward. It feels weird. It's unfamiliar, and therefore it feels slightly dangerous to your subconscious mind. So let's kind of shift this energy pattern right now. So you might not have the energy pattern where you're constantly attracting into your life friends who turn out to be addicted to drama, but whatever personality type you are attracting into your life on a regular basis that you are not in alignment with internally. Let's just clear it away so that you can feel comfortable and at ease around people who are more in alignment with what your desire is. Okay, beautiful. Okay, now, just to go a little bit further with that, it's not just people that we attract into our lives that match energetic patterns that were modeled to us as children. If your mother or your father was addicted to drama, or was addicted to chaos, or was addicted to outrage, which is like, it seems like that's the issue to the issue of the day is addiction to outrage. So if you grew up in that kind of environment, then you kind of absorb those addictions into yourself, and you attract to you people who match those energies. You also attract situations and environments that match those energies. So my example, my mom was addicted to both outrage and chaos. She was a force of nature. Everywhere she went, drama erupted and chaos erupted, and she always walked away with a long list of people that she was going to sue because, you know, everyone was out to get her. And I kind of grew up with that. And when I entered into the restaurant industry, every single restaurant that I worked at had that energy of, you know, lawsuits erupting all over the place and chefs getting into punching matches with other managers. And it's just, you know, that energy, that chaos everywhere my mom went is what I attracted into my restaurant career. So that's kind of what we were working on there as well. Not just people, but situations and environments.
Right. Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So sorry, I babble.
It's okay. No. So we're going to go to Sarla. She's had her hand raised for quite a while. So Sarla, I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Good morning. Elara.
Hi.
I know both of you.
Yay.
I have been worked in past. Yes, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. You look very comfortable. You're laying down in bed. You're lounging.
Yes, it is. Yes. And Patrick, can you do something? It is coming from, you know, my father, and also going back to some generation, maybe. The issue of digestive system.
Digestive system. Okay.
From the childhood constipation. Childhood constipation was different, that I would hold sometimes 9 days, you know, and it happened. But later on, it changed that my father has similar thing going few times to clear
it. Okay. So let's do two things here, and then I'll let you continue with what you were doing, because I can feel like a resonance in the group. There's like a pulling away and a diving towards going on within the group as you were speaking. So that means it's resonating with the group in a variety of ways. So two clearings I want to do really quickly. One is that if you grew up in an environment in which you were not energetically fed, in which you were not supported and nourished by the people around you, that can translate into digestive issues. So it's not just the world around you that doesn't feed you, that literally becomes a metaphor for your physical body. The other thing is that, and not to get too gross here, but just the whole anal retentive side of it. So let me do two clearings for everyone. One, to if you grew up in an environment in which you were not nourished on a spiritual level or nourished in terms of joy, and that has translated into indigestion because you're translating that lack of joyful nourishment into food and physical nourishment. Let's just do a healing on that. This is just a straightforward healing of the digestive system. Okay. And then that anal retentive side of things. Now, usually what that is connected to in children is being punished for expressing yourself, being punished for, you know, purging, however your body wants to purge. So the feeling is, if I'm not allowed to express my truth to the world, and I know I'm going to be punished if I speak my truth, then I better hold it in. And that becomes a metaphor for the entire body. So let's just clear that away as well. So anywhere and everywhere, not just in this lifetime, but in all lifetimes, where you have been punished for speaking your truth, where you have been punished merely for being human and doing things that human bodies and human people do, let's clear the trauma of that away so you no longer feel like you need to hold everything in at all cost. Beautiful, everyone. Everyone take a very deep breath and hold it for a moment. It's caught in your throat. Stuck in your throat here. So okay, there we go. Now release whenever you're ready. Okay, beautiful. Okay, and I'm so sorry I cut you off, but yes. That felt like there was a gateway there to do something that could be a benefit to the whole group. Yeah.
And there was other thing also from childhood hemorrhoid problem, and 12 years ago, heart burning.
It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. That's all like manifestations of indigestion.
That still affects me, you know.
It's like from one end of the digestive tract to the other, it's all about nourishment and
And
like hemorrhoids.
I can relate to it.
Yeah.
I can relate to it in childhood, what happened.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next?
Hold on. 1 second. I was muted. So Gurjeet has her hand raised. Gurjeet, do you want me to unmute you? I will just unmute you, maybe.
Yes, please.
Yep,
hello.
So Patrick, the question I have is, I'm torn between, there's a business that I want to be successful, and there's part of me that says, yes, I want to be successful, and there's one part that says, oh no, they're going to be such a bother for me. It's mm-hmm. going to take up my time and energy. So they better not come. But if I could clear that part of me so that I'm 100% aligned.
Absolutely. So that is incredibly important. So, and I can see the reason you asked the question is because it echoes in a lot of people in the group today. So just kind of reading deeper here. Okay, so there's a collection of interrelated belief systems within you and within several other people that makes you desire to have success for whatever reason. Sometimes the reason that you desire success is to impress other people or to seek approval in your parents' eyes and so forth, but we'll put all that aside for now. So the desire for success is an awesome desire. The fear that it goes with that is that the belief system that success will carry with it unwanted consequences. So if you're successful, then you are in the spotlight and that makes you a target for scammers, for people who want to take advantage of you, for tax agencies, for any number of people who are going to come out of the woodwork to ride your coattails as you're successful. A lot of people really prevent themselves from being successful because they just don't want to deal with the hassle of success. So the first thing we need to do is clear away the belief that success is a hassle or it will create a hassle for you. So anywhere and everywhere you've come to the belief system that success always carries with it unintended and unwanted consequences. I can see in you there's something kind of, there's a variation on that. So there is a belief system within you and it's been modeled in your family history that if you are successful, you will not know who to trust. If you are successful, you will no longer know who your true friends are. The best way for you to know who your true friends are is to not have a whole lot of money or not be successful. Yeah, okay, so let's clear that away. That somehow success will cause you to attract fake friends, false friends into your life. And when if you were to lose your success, they'd all abandon you and leave you. So, and I think there's trauma there as well. So let's clear that for everyone. Okay, I also see that a very, very deep belief system in you and several other people that success must be earned through hard work. And of course, hard work is one way to achieve success, but it's not the only way. So there's this feeling of, I haven't yet paid my dues to be successful. I need to do something arduous and difficult before I can merit success. So let's clear that away for everyone. Okay. Now, I don't see in you I'm unworthy of success. Okay, that's not present, but it is present in some others on the call. So let's clear anything and everything associated with feeling unworthy or, yeah, in you, it's I'm not ready for success. Okay, so first of all, anyone on the call, anyone who has a belief system associated with I'm not worthy of success, let's get the truth about that as understood by your higher self and clear it. And now for you and for anyone else on the call, let's clear away any and all belief systems that you're not ready yet for success. You haven't laid the foundation properly. Okay, let's clear that away. Okay, beautiful. There we go. Everyone take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Okay, where'd she go? Was that helpful? Oh, there she is. Okay.
Definitely, yes. Felt some releasing going on.
Okay, beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we have more hands up now.
Let's go.
Yeah, Dustin, I'm going to unmute you, Dustin. And so there you go. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yep.
There you are. Okay, beautiful.
I am having like some trauma issues, like all these weird traumas are coming up like from past lives and different lifetimes. So I'm not really sure what belief system I'm holding, but I know that whatever it is creating a lot of negativity coming at me.
Okay, so give me a moment because we're getting into past life stuff here. It takes me a little bit longer to access. Now, there's a reason why it's coming to the surface now, and that reason is in your present energy. So let me try to access it through that.
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's primarily because you're ready now. You're ready to release those traumas that you've been holding on to for many lifetimes. And it's convenient that they're all popping up right now. But there's like this opening that your subconscious mind perceives where you can purge all of this. So here's what I would like to do for you and everyone else on the call. Anywhere and everywhere you have decided or you've believed or you've concluded or somebody told you that the only way for you to process and purge traumatic experiences from previous lifetimes is to relive them. Let's get the truth about that and clear that away. Because it is possible for you to clear all of those traumatic experiences without needing to relive them on some level and without needing to understand them and know what happened. So let's clear all of that away. And let's make it so whatever lessons you were meant to learn in those experiences, you can have and retain and understand those lessons without needing the traumatic memories to get there. Okay. And then there's this belief system I see in you that all of that work you've done in previous lifetimes that came through traumatic experiences and so forth and the lessons they were meant to learn, you were meant to learn, that was somehow a workshop for you. And that you must continue having that workshop in the present. So the fact that you're not having overt crises and traumas erupt in your day-to-day life now, it's like there's this belief system that says, well, I'm not growing without those traumas. Therefore, let's just dig these old traumas out of the sandbox and play with them. So let's clear all that away and come into a deep realization that it is possible for you to grow spiritually. It is possible for you to continue your ascension process without traumatic experiences to leap you forward. Program in how to and what it feels like to grow spiritually without pain. And there's a belief in you, and I can see it in others as well, that there is no growth without pain. So anywhere and everywhere you have believed no pain, no gain, or anything of the sort, Let's get the truth about that and clear it away. Okay, beautiful. Now, it is true that painful experiences can spark growth, but it isn't true that you must have painful experiences in order to grow, and that's a common confusion that people have on a subconscious level. Okay, and now just finally, let me just support you in purging whatever energy you're ready to let go of right now. Okay, so was that helpful for you?
Yes, oh my gosh. Yes, thank you so much.
Ooh. Awesome, good. Thank you, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm still looking through this energy just a little bit. I can see not so much in you, but I do see in other people in the group that there is a long family history of tragedy happening within various families. So it's for some of you, it's in your family history. In fact, it's part of your family heritage and even your cultural heritage to have a horrible tragedy strike out of the blue unexpectedly. So I want to disconnect you from that, everyone on the call, so doesn't feel like somehow you're not living if there aren't tragedies happening around you. Okay, there we go. Okay, wow. What's next?
Pat, I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello? Hello, Pat?
Yeah, I'm looking on this. Oh, there we go.
Pat?
Oh, she's muted on her end.
She just muted herself. One second, let me unmute you again. Okay, go ahead and talk, Pat. If not, you can just type in the chat if you want, because we can't hear you. Yeah, just type in the chat, okay? Awesome.
All right. Yeah, so wow, just even, you know, I can't hear a word she's saying, but I can just see this just beautiful energy of compassion and sadness blended together. Wow. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what her question is.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to move to the next person in the meantime?
Yeah, in the meantime, and then we'll go directly back to Pat and her typed question when we're
done. Awesome. So we're going to go to Hema. Hema, I'll unmute you. Hello.
Hi, Alara. Hi. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good
to reconnect
good.
With you. It's been a while.
Oh, you remember me.
Of good. Course.
Okay. So I had a past life. I had seen this that, I don't know how to say it, but to come to planet Earth was painful. So I'm not sure what that is about. And then lately, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I asked a few people back then and they told me, no, everybody comes here, you know, from free will, but it did not feel like that for me. So there is, and then whenever I see that past life, I feel this longing and yearning to go home.
Yeah.
And my life experience so far, like, it's like, you know, where is home? I want to feel connected and be home. And I have been having dreams lately where I have been, I don't know, I'm fleeing from home or there's a monster in the house, so I had to leave the house. So it's so weird every night.
Okay, so you've given me a ton to work with already. So let's do a couple of things really quickly. First of all, every single one of us comes from someplace else. We all chose to have this embodied human experience in a physical body with human physical DNA in this three-dimensional matrix for a reason. Now, whatever that reason is, I can't say. I don't really know why we're here. But a lot of us, when we're born into a physical body, before we're born in our physical body, we have an agenda. We know why we're coming into this experience. We've voluntarily chosen to be here for whatever reason, but you don't remember that reason after you're born, or maybe the memory of it fades away pretty quickly after you're born. So a lot of us look around and say, this is a really weird world. Everything's out of alignment here. Everything is sharp and bright and painful. Why on earth would I ever have chosen to be here? Our birth experience itself is a traumatic experience. We're in this like warm, supportive environment where all of our needs are fed to us automatically, and then suddenly we're squeezed out of this really tight passageway with, you know, screaming and pain into this super bright world that's like painful just to be in. So we think, you know, why on earth will we ever choose this? Why on earth will we be here? The conclusion that the subconscious mind reaches is this must be a punishment of some sort. You know, I wouldn't have chosen this. Somebody forced me to be here, and either I deserve to be punished and this is my punishment, or somebody is victimizing me and therefore I'm here having been victimized, punished unjustly. So our entire life feels like an injustice, and that's not a really empowering way to live life. The second thing is, because most of us have, we have these like rudimentary memories of other existences that we've had in different planes of existence, different dimensions, different planets, and Earth feels funny and weird. No matter where you are, even if you're in your birth home, no place on Earth feels like home. So I want to clear both of those things for us right now. I want to start by shifting the feeling that no matter where you go, no place is home, and shift that into a feeling that no matter where you go, everywhere is home. And then the second thing I want to do is just clear away any and all belief systems that your presence here is a punishment of some sort. Okay, so first of all, everyone just reconnect if you've drifted away. You know, a lot of you are have like direct starseed memories and starseed connections. And okay, beautiful. So let's do a light bridge attunement so that you can understand and experience and enjoy what it's like to feel at home absolutely everywhere you go. Even if there are places that you'd prefer not to be, everywhere feels like home to you. To bring in the energy of what that is as it's understood and experienced by your higher self. And this is actually easier than it sounds, because your higher self lives in higher dimensionality. And when you're in a higher dimensional state, you recognize that everything in the universe interpenetrates with everything else, and therefore everywhere is home. Okay. And now let's clear away, as that energy continues to flow, any and all belief systems that you don't belong, that no place is home, that you don't fit in, that you're an alien or a stranger in a strange land, that nobody will ever understand you. And also clear away any and all belief systems that your presence here is either a mistake or a punishment. Okay, and bring in a deeper realization that even if you don't understand the reason why, you chose to be here for a reason. And in fact, it's probably better for you not to know the reason why, because if you knew the reason why you came here, it might prevent you from achieving your goal. Beautiful. Everyone take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Okay, there's a lower back pain emerging right now. Just want to take 1 second here to pour some energy into everyone's lower backs. Somehow working on starseed stuff, it kind of made a few of you feel disconnected from Earth. So let me just bring in a deeper sense of security and presence while you're here. Okay, there we go. Okay, thank you. Was that helpful?
Thank you so much. Yes, I have to listen to it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hema.
Okay, now let's see Pat's question.
Yeah, so I'm feeling lightheaded a lot. How can I balance this?
Grounding. So, but let me see. Well, you've got two things going on. Okay, so for every, we're going to start with grounding, and then we're going to, Okay, so you actually have a lot of, God, I want to say this in a way that doesn't sound insulting. You are surrounded, or there are in your life several people who are energy vampires. So there are people who take advantage of you energetically, and they feed off of you. And that feeling of lightheadedness is really the feeling of not having enough energy to be fully embodied in this physical reality because so many people are feeding off of you energetically. So let's shut that down. Let's gently disinvite anyone who is feeding off of you. Okay. It doesn't mean that you lose your compassion. I think that's what I was seeing earlier before you typed in the question, this combination of immense compassion and sadness at the same time, as though you know on a subconscious level that your expression and your drive to be compassionate is draining you of your energy. So let's just simply invite people to respect your energy more and to ask permission to receive energy from you. When I pull out any and all hooks and cords and feeding tubes and so forth that other people have hooked into you and everyone else on the call who's going through this. Okay, and it's not in you, it's, I see it more well developed in other people. You don't really have this feeling of it's my duty to self-sacrifice and martyr myself, but there's a little imprint of that in some of the others on the call. So it's clear anything related to that away. It's more like a deep expression of your love that allows you to, that causes you to allow other people to feed off of you when your energy is already depleted. Okay, beautiful. And now the second thing, and this is really valuable for everyone, let's increase your ability to ground yourself. So I'm going to open up those chakras on the soles of your feet and act like suction cups. I'm going to open up the base chakra, which is down around your knees, and your root chakra. And clear some sluggish energy in your lower back. You've got some sluggish energy in your kidneys as well. Let's clear that for everyone right now as well. Yeah, it's like that sadness I was alluding to earlier, it's like stuck in your kidneys. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Ooh, wow. Okay.
Let us know how you're doing, Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. All right, we're going to go to Maria.
Maria.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Unmute you, Maria. Hello? Maria? No.
Hi, Maria.
She's still muted. Oops. Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Patrick, if you could, thank you, assist with whatever blockages I'm having with my throat and my root and heart. I still suffer from a broken heart.
Yeah, isn't that the theme of, I mean, not the broken heart part, but the throat and the root. So it's been like the theme of everything we've done today. Okay, now... Okay, let's do, wow, you are so ready for this. Wow, this is awesome. Yeah, it's not going to take much coaxing at all to get you into this. Okay, I'm kind of reading to figure out what the best way to do a heart healing is. And it's you said broken heart, so that implies like an abandonment or a betrayal in romance?
Yes.
Okay.
Ancestor, so, you know, the whole
thing. Well, yeah. What's going on now is almost always an echo of something ancestral. So we're going to clear it on all levels. So all of the energy clearings that I'm doing, they hit all the different levels: your family history, your ancestry, your past lives, your cultural heritage, your present lifetime, your future lifetimes, and so forth. So we're working on all those levels simultaneously. So what I would like to do is because the energy in your heart is like it feels shattered, that is what's blocking the energy, or it's not blocking, it's sucking up so much energy that your roots in your throat are just simply in the rest of your body. Okay, so let's do a healing on the heart. So everybody, okay, without necessarily getting into the energy of the memory of traumatic abandonment or betrayal or rejection or humiliation or anything else that happened to you that caused you to shut down your heart or that caused your heart to break. Let's just do a healing and pour some healing, unconditional love energy into your heart. Okay. And now as that energy is continuing to flow into your heart, it's beginning to activate and intermingle with the unconditional love that already exists in your heart. So we're not really pouring in unconditional love from an external source. Ultimately, we're reactivating the unconditional love that's already inside you.
Thank you.
Okay. And now as that energy continues to flow, let's begin to peel away, strip off, and remove any heart walls that you have constructed around your heart in order to prevent this trauma from ever happening again. So all that shielding, whatever it is, whatever it looks like, however thick it is, let's just begin to remove it. This gets us into something we talked about before. If you've carried a shield for a very, very long time around your heart, it can feel bizarre or uncomfortable not to have it anymore. And therefore you bring it back. So let's also bring in a deep sense of comfort not having that heart wall in place. Okay. Now the problem with the heart wall is it's a protective barrier to prevent somebody outside of you from hurting your heart. But it also prevents your unconditional love energy from getting out of your heart and going to other people, but also getting out of your heart and even going to your throat or your root or anywhere else in your body. So the rest of your body is starving because you've blocked off the flow of unconditional love energy with your heart wall. So let's now expand your heart. Expand your heart chakra until it fills your entire body. So your throat will be inside your heart chakra, and it will be bathed in this unconditional love that we've already activated. And you didn't mention the second chakra, it's shut down, so let's activate it as well. I mean, you feel the pain, you feel the blockage in your root chakra, but your second chakra is like turned off. So let's open that up as well. Okay, and then whatever it is that caused this to happen in you or caused you to embrace this energetic orientation, let's clear away any and all beliefs that it will happen again in the future. He says, I can see in you a belief system. I am doomed to repeat this trauma over and over again. It's just who I am. It's baked into my identity. I don't know who I am without this trauma. Let's just clear all of that away. Beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
How are you doing, Maria?
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take it on. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
That was powerful.
Thank you. So what's next?
So there was a question from Nikki about how can we bring the skills, abilities, and talents that we had in other lives
into the present?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you actually have access to all of those talents at all times. One way to do it is through DNA activations, because all of that is programmed into your genetic code, and most of it's turned off at the present moment. So you have the full range of gifts that all human beings can have access to. It's just that for most people, those genetic codes that would allow them to happen are turned off. And the reason they're turned off is so that we can have a human experience and be in this three-dimensional reality. So yeah, you can do it through DNA activations, and also clear away the belief system that that you're, I can see in you, like there's this belief system that because I had this ability or power in the past, I'm done with it and I'm not supposed to have it in the present. So mm-hmm. Not sure what that's from or what that is.
Let's clear that. I don't like that.
Okay, well, what I would like to do, let me kind of tap into this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to do a generalized broad spectrum DNA activation for everyone here.
Awesome.
But we're going to focus in on one specific thing for each individual person. So we're not going to turn on all your genetic codes at once. You'd go crazy if that happened.
Yeah.
It would burn you up. You'd probably catch fire and immolate if that happened. So you can either choose one specific gift that you know exists in you that's just turned off. It could be as simple as bowling, or it could be, you know, clairvoyance, clairaudience, channeling. It could be increased mathematical ability or anything like that. But choose one specific thing. And if you can't think of anything to choose from, just trust your higher self to choose something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just do a straightforward DNA activation for everyone. So just hold in mind whatever it is you want to activate now. And to start by clearing away any and all belief systems that tell you it's dangerous for you to have this, or that it's wrong for you to have this, or that it would be cheating if you were to, that's what I see in, was it Mickey who asked the question?
Yeah,
I would love to have this ability, but if I did have it, that would be cheating. So let's clear that away. Wow. Very clear. Okay. So anywhere and everywhere you've decided that it would put you at an unfair advantage, or that it would call unwanted attention to you, it would create responsibilities that you don't want to have to deal with, it would create danger, like somebody accusing you of witchcraft or something, feels like a past life belief system. Just clear anything and everything that tells you that it's either wrong, it's impossible, or it's forbidden for you to have this ability. Okay. And anything and everything that tells you it's dangerous for you to have this ability. Okay, beautiful. And now let's do the activation. You may feel some pinching in the middle of your head as I'm doing this. This targets the pineal gland. You may feel some buzzing or some effervescence in the middle of your head. I want to do this in as painless a way as possible, because For some people, pineal gland stimulation can be painful. So I'm going to do this with maximum Grace and Ease energy. Okay, beautiful. And I want to support you in the transition or the shifting that needs to happen on a physical level as this new code propagates through your physical body. Beautiful. Everyone take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Okay. And this will slowly develop over time. It could take a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or even several years. Because what happens is when you do a DNA activation, it doesn't shift the genetic material, turn on the code in every single one of the like 70 trillion cells in your body. That's trillions upon trillions upon trillions of chromosomes that need to be targeted. What happens is it affects the master DNA, which is housed in the pineal gland. And then as your body, as your cells replicate in your body, it gets propagated through your body. So it's kind of a slow process, but it's slow by design because that way there's no shock to the system when you suddenly have genetic code turned on that wasn't there before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
All right. So let's see if there's any other questions coming up right now. Destin says the back of her head, back of her neck on both sides hurts really bad.
Destin said the back of her head hurt. Hold on.
Her what? Back of her neck.
Back of the neck.
Hurts really bad.
Okay. Well, let's just, yeah. I think that's just shifting energy. So I'll do a Grace and Ease process for everyone toward the end.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. And I thought I saw something about multiple sclerosis. Or?
Yeah. So there was something from Marg. I think Marga. Can I ask how can I make myself to be able to walk again without the walker? I've been having multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. So my grandmother had multiple sclerosis, so I know that energy intimately. So let me, okay, so this is going to be a benefit for absolutely everyone on the call right now, especially those of you who are deeply involved with Western medicine. So the first thing I want to do is anywhere and everywhere you have had a condition, whatever the condition is, where somebody in a position of authority told you that this is degenerative and you will never get better, you will only ever get worse. Let's get the truth about that as understood by your higher self and clear it now. Because I'm sensing that as the primary blockage. Just being told over and over and over again that once you start using the walker, there's no turning back. You'll need it forever. And the next step is the wheelchair. So let's clear all of that away. Okay. And then just going deeper with that, anywhere and everywhere, somebody in a position of authority has told you something about your physical body and your health that limited you in any way. Let's just get the truth about whatever it is and clear it away. Because doctors may be well-meaning, but they say all the time things like this is incurable, you have 6 months to live, you need this drug, nothing else will work. Okay, let's clear this away. And now a deeper message that several other of you have, I don't really see this in Marga. It's genetic, it runs in the family thing, therefore it's destined to happen to me. You can see it in relation to breast cancer. There's at least two people on the call who are thinking in the back of their mind, I'm in danger of getting breast cancer because it runs in the family. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be vigilant. Doesn't mean you shouldn't test yourself and be on guard for it. But the belief system that it runs in the family, therefore I am at extremely high risk, energizes the cancer. And then back to multiple sclerosis. Okay, what I would like to do is a cleansing and balancing of both the body's entire electrical system, that is the nervous system and the brain, but also a cleansing, balancing, and lubricating of the energetic matrix, the non-physical energy channels that flow through your body. So just say yes for that. Wow. Man, there's a lot of electrical discharge going on. That's good. Okay. There we go. Wow, what is this? Somebody has, going to do a healing for everyone of anything that's going on in your brain that's out of balance, but there's somebody who has like a little granuloma or a cyst or a tumor or something on the thalamus on the left side of the brain. Let me do a healing. I'm just going to pour this wherever it goes. Wow. It's pretty. Somebody's really calling out for this because it's pretty rare that I see something so clearly as that. Okay. And whoever this person is, they have very, very difficult time falling asleep. That's how it manifests itself. Inability to fall asleep at night, inability to wake up in the morning, inability to transition from waking consciousness to sleep and back again. Okay, so for everyone, just want to send in an additional wave of energy to help support you in your sleep. Okay, beautiful. Everyone take a really deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Wow. Oh my, kind of drifted pretty far away from Marga's question, but I think we hit the, yes, we hit the gist of it with that whole, you know, somebody else telling you what your timeline is. That's.
She said, thank you so much. It's awesome. Good. So we're going to take one more question, and then we're going to take a look at, you know, the special offer, which is not really a normal special offer. So stay tuned. So would you please, is this from Delight, would you please remove the block or fear on the mid chest that doesn't make me, wow, as soon as she said that, my mid chest is hurting, that doesn't make me to use or to reveal my inner power or my freedom.
Is that mid chest? Yeah. Okay, what I'm feeling isn't in the mid chest. It's ever so slightly to the left. It's not in the heart, the physical heart, but it's kind of off center a little bit. And it's got these really bizarre tendrils that are dangling downward into the power center. Okay, so let's just do an energy soothing and cleansing in that area. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, and trying to access why it would be there, but I think it's a family pattern. I think somebody in your family had stomach cancer. And you kind of connected with that energy. Okay, so let's clear it away. Okay, and for everyone who's listening right now, anywhere and everywhere you've decided you're forbidden to speak your truth, you're forbidden to live in your power, you're forbidden to enjoy freedom and live life on your terms, let's get the truth about that and clear it away. Anywhere and everywhere you've decided it's impossible for you to live life on your terms, that you must always give in to the desires of others, that others people's desires are more important than yours, or that people demand them more than you do. It's like this feeling that my desires are important, but everyone else wins. Let's just clear all of that away. And then anywhere and everywhere you've decided it's dangerous for you to truly live life on your terms. Let's clear that away. Okay, beautiful. It is in the middle of the chest, but it's going into the left lung. So let me, with everyone here, let me pour some healing energy into your lungs as well. Okay, beautiful, there we go. Everyone take a deep breath and hold it to integrate and lock that in. And release when you're ready. Wow, okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you. All right, so let's just take a moment, take a few moments and talk about the special offer. So and that way we can also, all of us just...
This will be faster than usual.
Yeah,
so what we decided together this time was instead of featuring a specific product, like I featured in the past, what we would do is make anything and everything that is in Lightbridge Living available for 40% off. So there's a coupon code that you can use. And if you go to Lightbridge Living, I'll explain what that is in a second, and enter this coupon code, beautiful, Lightbridge Living. So you can see the address there. It's selfie.com/Lightbridge, and I assume that there's going to be a link to it.
Yep. You can also type in alara.at/show/Patrick9. That will take you directly there as well.
Yeah. So this has most of the audio packages I've created over the last 2.5 years, as well as some individual tracks from some of those audio packages. So for example, we have this Clutter Purge mini pack there for $49. Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, Alara, it should take you to the list of what's in it. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see it includes these sessions that are here, Purge Physical Clutter, Let Go of Your Stories, Worn Out Relationship Cleanse. Now, some of those I put on as well as individual recordings that you can download on their own. But whatever you throw into your cart, it will all be available to you at a 40% discount using the discount code ALARA40. So 40% discount for listening to Alara. The code is ALARA40. And so if you scroll back or go back a page to where you were before, Alara,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can see that there's like a ton of stuff here. There's I think well over 100 different choices there, including full packages. You could see Wealth Harmonics, Unleash Your Intuition there, full packages at $111 minus the 40% discount,
mm-hmm.
or individual stuff. And there are some that are free, that if you decide not to buy anything at all, you can still go there and get, for example, Process Failure with Grace and Ease as a free gift.
Awesome.
So explore, go crazy, or buy one thing or nothing at all. Now, if you scroll right back to the top again,
mm-hmm.
one thing that I want to point out is you can see my book there, Brain Cells, Escape Your Mental Prisons.
Yeah.
So that book is available on Amazon. I think it's an awesome book. I took 2 years of my life to write it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of summarizes all of my philosophy. Now, I've got it on Amazon as a print copy or on Kindle, but you can also get a PDF version of it through the Lightbridge Living Store.
That's awesome. I have the actual physical book because I got it from Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Next time you come, you'll have to sign it.
I will. Yeah, absolutely I will. So there's no confusion at all. I have two different website stores. One of them is Lightbridge Living, which is this one, which houses all of the energy programs that I've done, all the energetic stuff. I also own and operate Lightbridge Academy, which is where all of my educational materials are. And it's through Lightbridge Academy that I do my certification program, and I teach Lightbridge Level 1 and Advanced Lightbridge and all the other courses. The discount that we're offering only applies to Lightbridge Living and not to Lightbridge Academy. So just want to clarify that.
Awesome. Good to know. And so again, you know, the 40% off everything in the shop, in the Lightbridge Living, make sure you enter in the code ALARA40, ALARA40. Does it have to be capital? No capital?
No. It's I set it up with a capital A because it, you know, I'd want to honor you, but if people do lowercase a, it still works.
Okay, good. Perfect. So ALARA40 to get the 40% discount. Buy one, buy many. There's also free stuff there, so check it out. So you can go there again by going to alara.at/show/Patrick9. Awesome. So is there anything else that we wanted to share today, Patrick?
No, I think that covers it. If you go to my personal website, patrickbrohaska.com, you can always get on my mailing list, and you can see my upcoming events as well.
Right.
So like awesome. On the 22nd and like, oh, it's less than 2 weeks from now, I'm doing a pineal gland workshop.
Awesome. So yeah, we did a lot during this call, everybody. So we did a lot. So please be gentle with yourself. Please drink water, listen to your body, go for a walk, you know, and just know that sometimes, you know, we keep integrating for a couple of days. Right, Patrick?
Now, I did make a promise here. I promised that I would do one more energetic process for everyone for grace and ease.
Yes.
And, you know, integration can, for sometimes, integration is painful. You know, we have this, there's this principle of chemicalization that I don't really want to go into, but you know, I'm sure you've heard from other people that when new energies shift into your body, that your body has to adjust to account for them, and you can get migraine headache, you can get flu-like symptoms, you can get panic attack, you can get all sorts of...
But you don't have to, but you might.
You might, but you don't. So I'm going to do like a wave of grace and ease energy to support you in your integration process so that if physical symptoms begin to emerge, they'll either be very, very short-lived and mild, or they simply won't happen at all. So say yes to accept and receive a wave of grace and ease energy and an awareness of how to and what it feels like to integrate new energies that your body is not yet familiar with, to integrate them with grace and ease as that's enjoyed by your higher self. Okay, beautiful. And now, please allow me to disconnect energetically from all of you. And as I'm disconnecting, please ground yourself in whatever way you like the most. And if you don't know how to do that, you can simply imagine that there are roots growing out of your feet, or there's an anchor attached to your body connecting you to the planet. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that was awesome. Everybody's saying how awesome that was. They love it. They love you. Yay. oh my goodness. Yes. Beautiful. And so stay tuned for Patrick's workshop in 2 weeks on the pineal gland. You could, you know, if you're not following Patrick on Facebook yet, please do. You'll also get lots of information from Patrick there as well. And I think.
Yeah.
That was intense. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's, I'm going to need a nap after this.
Right? I know, right? It's like, I want to go lie down for a bit or just walk around, you know? So yeah, definitely. So
it's all good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you so that was much. Awesome.
Love, light, and joy to all of you. And I hope you all have a magnificent rest of the week.
And thank you everybody for your questions, comments, feedback. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.